Rise and shine with the Light Service.
The patriarchy is collapsing. One way of doing things on planet Earth is coming to an end, and another way is just beginning. It's an exciting time. It's a scary time. It's a challenging time for all of us. Can we step up? Can we move forward? Or will we be caught and dragged back down by what is collapsing? Time to choose, methinks. Time to choose what stays and what goes. It's time to honor the sacred.
Oh, life is good when we're living in connection. Yeah, life is so good when we're living in the flow. So let's kick back, try to find a new direction. This is it. Here we go. Yeah, we're laughing now. So
get it. Hi, folks. My name's Bob Hillary, and I am going to chat a little bit about the making and recording of my new album, which is called Sacred. The album was a 4-year process to create. A long process, and in that time, little did I know that we would be experiencing lockdowns and COVID. Yeah, that old chestnut, huh? This whole album's been the most extraordinary journey. I knew that I wanted to make a really, really big, epic, powerful album because I knew that these times were going to be strong. I didn't know they were going to be this strong. But I knew that I kind of foresee that these are strong times. It's like this is the time of the changing of the guard, you know? Like our governmental systems are going down rapidly. They're trying to take us down with them. And I believe it is our mission, our duty to create the new earth. And I don't want to sound too hippie here, but I've seen this and felt this for most of my life, and I'm only 40, and I've always felt like this really deep frustration with the system and the fact that we even need to be governed. And I'm not going to go all political on you, don't worry, I'm going to talk about music. Should we just get to the music? Let's get to the music. This is my fifth album. I always see the title first. It always comes to me. And the word sacred came. It was like, okay, the album's going to be called Sacred. Right. When I was on tour in New Zealand, I was driving along between gigs in my camper van, and I was passing this beautiful lake. And then this song just popped out in one fluid motion. When we're living connected. This song, as you will hear, features these gospel singers, Genevieve and Carol, to like fine effect. They are just stunning. Being in the studio with them is just the most awesome experience, and a very humbling experience, because these women, they can sing like I've never heard anyone sing. They just bring through pure God in the studio, and actually it put me to shame.
Give it out, take it in, bring it back to the sacred. Give it out, take it in, bring it back to the land.
Ooh, yeah. been a bit melancholic, and this was just not a melancholic song. This is the most positive, upbeat song, and I was just like, wow, I can't believe I've just written that song. And then I was so on fire with the song that I played it straight away the next night at a gig in New Zealand, like fresh. And when I don't have a band, I do something called looping. So I create bass lines and beats around my music by looping, by creating them. And I have a little pedal on my guitar pedal board that creates, I can make my guitar sound like a bass. And so I laid down this like deep funk reggae bass line on this tune. And yes, it was just like, yeah, oh wow.
Bring it back to the sacred. Give it out, take it in, bring it back to the land. Give it out, yeah, take it in, let's bring it back to the sacred. Give it out, yeah, take it in, let's bring it back. Breaking free from the chains that surround me, I am breaking free.
It's about living a different way. It's about living like the first words are, you know, life is so good when we're living connected. And I don't mean connected to the bloody internet. I mean connected to the land, to the earth. We've been cut from our own power, and our own power is the power of the earth. And so this song is really a reminder to live that we may, that might we live, you know, in remembrance of the sacred Mother Earth that we live on, and that we may really enjoy living with her. And yeah, I'm not going to get too up my own ass about it, but that's really the message of the song. Can we take it back to the sacred, to the earth, and can we live from that place? So the next favourite song on the album is called In The Light, which is a real like a funk soul tune. And I think this song sounds really really Pink Floyd-y, actually. I really love Pink Floyd. I was obsessed with them when I was growing up. My dad had all their records on vinyl, and I just lapped it up as a kid. And I just love that psychedelic sound, and I love the way Dave Gilmour plays slide guitar. And I just love that they're so trippy and experimental and weird, and just no one has ever sounded like them, have they, really, Pink Floyd? It's a spiritual song. I mean, this whole album is a spiritual album, and I really don't make no apology for that. The world starts to take on a different light. The world starts to take on a different shape. We're looking at the world through different eyes as it reminds us what's inside us now. I'm standing here making space. The light comes through. Yeah. I'm standing here making space. For the light.
So really, this whole album is all the songs have come from really from a place of like I've been having like a really, really strong spiritual kind of awakening over the last 10 to 15 years, and all of the songs have come kind of as gifts from my like journey of having a spiritual wake up. And I really feel like this whole album is totally a spiritual album, but it's not in a kind of like new agey, you know, bells and chimes, you know, meditation music way. It's in a really, you know, funky, positive, mainstream, upbeat style, because I feel like, I actually feel like my mission with this album is to get the message out to more people in these times about, I don't know, I'll be careful with the word spirituality because it's quite a loaded word, but I feel like I really want to get the message out there to more people in this time that there's another way than the mainstream. Yeah, we're standing here making space. I've been on the alternative path for the last 20 years, and I've really, now I'm like fully on the alternative path. There's no part of me that's on the mainstream whatsoever, because I've totally broken free from it. And so that's why I'm able to write songs like Sacred, which is about breaking free from the system. And I feel like, I don't know what's going to happen with this album, but I feel like I really want to get it out there, because I see that the world's in a complete flipping nightmare mess, and that people are like, whoa, what the heck is happening, you know? And that's a ridiculous understatement. It's an unapologetic spiritual wake-up song, and the lyrics are about, basically the idea of behind the lyrics are, when we do the inner work, i.e. when we heal what's on the inside, then what we experience on the outside changes. So, i.e. when we heal our stuff on the inside and we find our joy and our brightness and our light internally, when we do that work, then it reflects back in the outside world, and we start experiencing the world outside as a more joyful, lighter, brighter place.
Lighting up your day at the light service from Campfire.
The earth is not for sale. The earth is not for sale. As the old fades away. As the old fades away. Hey, hey, hey.
And you know what? I really hope this tune gets out there properly and gets out there to the right people, and even gets out there to like heads of flipping businesses with its message. The earth is not for sale, mister. So stop taking and fracking and raping and stealing from it, and start giving something positive to the earth.
like the rest of us do. How about that?
Free may we all are. We are true.
As I've hit 40, I'm going to do everything I can to help bring this old system to an end, because it's time is well overdue now, actually. It was overdue in 2012, which is astrologically was the official end of that age. The Age of Darkness is called the Age of Kali Yuga, it's called. And now we're moving into this like new era on the planet, which is an era of peace, actually, and harmony.
And all that lies between, yeah, must fade away, must fade away.
Somehow, the universe really smiled upon us, and it just happened. I actually had to sell all of my possessions to make this album. I literally sold everything I owned, including my clothes, including my furniture, literally everything, including my instruments. Like, it was that gnarly.
You and me, and we were all made in the eyes of the one true heart.
Bob Hillary talks sacred on Campfire's Light Service.
Rain, but I prefer the sunshine. Just a little pain to see me through. Don't be afraid of the darkness. Don't be afraid of your shadow. And in times like these, yeah, we're getting pushed to the limit. What does break me is making me stronger. Give us the strength.
Fourth favourite song is called I Don't Mind the Rain, and this was a song in the studio when I had COVID at its absolute worst. Like, just I was just sweating singing and recording this song, and somehow it's just, I just really am so proud of this song, because the song is really about the darkness of these times, hence I Don't Mind the Rain. You know, the rain is a metaphor for the darkness of these times. It's a song about making friends with the darkness, making friends with my own darkness, and therefore making friends with the darkness in the world.
No, I don't mind the rain.
I can handle it. I'm strong enough to handle it.
And I'm really proud of this song, and I'm really proud of the lyrics. And the gospel singers just sound insane on this tune. Like, wow, I can't believe what I'm hearing when I listen to this tune. And again, I just am really proud of it. It's just I think it's a really clear message for these times, like, to help people accept their own darkness, their own shortcomings, their own demons, and to make friends with them. And when we do that, we can make friends with the darkness that's out in the world also, and then we just can become more peaceful generally. Of the song, the words are, "This is so hard, this is so hard, can we make it through, are we going to make it through?" And I swear, man, when I was singing that with full COVID, I really meant it. I meant every word. Like, I was literally, this is so hard what I'm going through. Just out of the third lockdown, I hadn't, my mum and dad and my entire family had just been vaccinated. I hadn't hugged any of my family members for 2 years. I'd just come out of a divorce. I was touch starved, and it was just brutal and so hard to sing those words into a microphone in the studio where Queen recorded Bohemian Rhapsody was quite an experience. So I'm super proud of that song. There's a song called Chill, which is again a really nice little acoustic number, really short and sweet.
Well, there's nowhere to go, nothing to do except sit right here inside this present moment. So just kick right back and sit yourself down and wind yourself, but not in forward motion. So let's chill, yeah, yeah. There's nothing to do but chill right now. Sit right back and chill, my friend. We're bringing it back to here and now, yeah, yeah.
It's just really a reminder,
yeah, yeah,
to self, really, to chill. Actually, a lot of my songs, you know, they come through me, for me, actually, initially. So they're like little healing songs that actually they come through me to heal me first and foremost, initially.
Chill, yeah, yeah. Lie right back and chill, my friend. Sit right back and chill right now. Bringing it back to here and now. So we'll sit right back and chill.
Am I onto something here? Can we learn to chill a bit more in our fast-paced English society? I don't know, I'll let you answer that question.
now. Bringing it back right now. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah.
And then the last song is actually Pete Lawrence's favorite song,
on the album, which has really touched me, that he said some incredible words about this song. I thought it was a bit of a sort of like, you know, end of the album, so-so song, but actually a bunch of people have said this is their favourite song on the album. It's called Heartshine Lullaby.
It's time to be just who you are. Can't you see? You are beautiful and for sure. It's time to shine it out for all to see. It's time to leave the old ways behind. It's time to be super powerful, you and me, flying on the breeze of easy now. Let's get back.
I was on my honeymoon with my wife, my sadly now ex-wife, and actually I wrote a lot of my best songs with her. God, I loved her. Oh, well.
Take it down.
Yeah, and the song is really about self-love, self-acceptance, and loving our inner child. Actually, it's a big part of the healing journey, is to like find love for oneself rather than expecting, looking for someone else to do it, which is what we're taught, right?
So hold yourself as you would a child, and hold your own love close inside of you. Crack me open, see what's under.
So the song is a very tender song, and actually I had this beautiful moment right after we recorded it, when the bass player just collapsed in tears right after we finished recording the song. He's like, I could feel my ancestors, my father and his father and his father's father, like I could feel them when we were recording that song, and I could feel very profound healing happening for me and my ancestors. And I was like, whoa, seriously?
Follow your heart, shine. Do what makes you feel good. Drop this monkey mind now. Follow your own way to heal. So hold yourself as you were a child, and hold your own love close inside of you, and hold yourself as you were a child, and hold your own love close inside of you.
Obviously something happened when we recorded this song, but yeah, it's a song about you know, befriending our inner child, and the chorus lyrics are, hold yourself like you would a child. Hold yourself like you would a child. I don't know. I'll say it again. Hold yourself like you would a child. You know? Like, I'm feeling a bit teary right now. Yeah. I think this album has come through me in this time for a reason, because I think it's time to start standing up and saying no to what we don't want and saying a big fat yes to what we do want. What do we want? I don't know what you want, guys, but I would like a peaceful earth with no war on it ever again. No more war, ever. It's not rocket science. We don't need war. It doesn't have to be here. Am I getting preachy? Shit, I might be getting a bit preachy. I'm going to watch that. I just want like a peaceful planet. I want to live on a peaceful planet where people are open in their hearts, friendly, loving, kind to each other, where fairness is the norm, where everyone has enough and no one has like too much and hoarding it, like, and that everyone gets on. I mean, am I being a bit away with the fairies here? I don't think so. I think it's perfectly feasible. I think we could live on a beautiful, peaceful planet if we change this old system, the old outdated system, and change things fundamentally so that basically we live in a fair society where we all give and receive back what we need. No one takes too much and no one goes without.
Yeah, come on now, break free from the chain that's around you. Come on now, break free. Yeah, now I am breaking.
And we're all just that bit more equal, and we live in peace. And that's it. That's what I want. I don't know.
We're lighting your fire with Campfire Radio.